people might be different.
Indentured servitude. Last time I checked, was against the law. So. I didn't bring my working list for a sec. I got where's the Dropbox here? Projects list.
Or does Kathleen keep it in Dropbox?
Do you want to give me the Bears game for the Pittsburgh game? Opening game for December 21st? I know you don't.
I do. And have an executive session tonight to discuss a personnel issue.
Bears game for Pittsburgh?
I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't need to ask, but.
That's right. You can always ask. Why does Mike want that one?
The Bears.
Yeah.
Where does Kathleen can keep the projects in the Dropbox, you know?
I do not know.
Do you want me to look?
Oh, here it is. Where's the projects list?
That's a simple way.
Might be it, huh?
Okay. Harold, do you know where we're at with our last firefighter opening?
I believe that's on Chief's memo.
Okay.
He's got it ready to post, and it may be posted, I'm not sure.
And then our new hire down at the maintenance department with her CDL?
She's signed up. I think she starts her class next week, I believe. She has completed her probationary period, and Doug does have her signed.
And then I have the employee engagement survey. Where Candace is at with that? We talked about that.
I don't think it's Candace. Isn't it EEO or something for the employee survey?
Candace surely has capability to do it. Again, I go back to it's a big picture. You got to be prepared to do what they want you to do on the survey or have responses ready or have meetings about what you learned or we're not ready for that.
God. Roundabout, that is complete, right?
Yes,
we're waiting for some rain.
So can we, do you want to spend any time talking about this, Chuck, or just want to go through the list?
I'm just checking some things up here that we did to the list, kind of on Harold.
So the roundabout at Salisbury and Holloway is a premium roundabout. Class A. How do you guys want to do an A-plus roundabout? It has four incredibly beautiful trees that I don't even know the variety. They kind of look like beech. It has two layers of flowers. It has rock and mulch, making it look like a designer did it. And it comes, you know, we have to have a hill because it's a county roundabout. So it comes up quite beautifully. I don't think we have another roundabout in the township that is a premium level, but I don't think we shouldn't. Now, maybe not all roundabouts should be that premium level, and I know what our administrator is going to say, that there's a requirement to maintain that. I did see a weed, right? They came in and they looks like they fixed things, but I did see a weed. So it would be a pain to keep, and I thought, well, we can hire a company to come in and weed those once a month, June, July, July, or whatever is required.
Well, we'd have to get the union permit.
I don't think it's allowed in the contract, like seasonal. Mowing grass on the
okay,
side. Or cutting the trees.
Okay.
something like that.
Yeah, but cutting the trees, they agreed to that. They signed off.
I think we
yeah,
were just we generous
would,
with it.
We, I think technically
they
we would have to get
sign
their approval.
Off.
But I'm guessing there would
be
any
a problem. Right. But what I'm just saying is
right.
that the union involved, I know they had to sign off when we hired the outside person. They had to agree to it.
And there's a cost to maintain, and then there's a cost to upgrade the ones that aren't upgraded. And we have two coming up. So I would just like to not debating this forever and always and just say, okay, we're going to use premium. We want them all to match, and they're all going to be premium. Or we have premium A, and here's a B version, something similar.
There are four coming up
next
year.
And two premium A's might not be...
This one, the
it's
one at...
It's just cement.
It's yes, it's not going to have
How do they make a hill?
They don't.
So it's okay when it's just cement.
it's small. It's so.
But I can see the car coming.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All
now this
arguments.
One, this one, we can have exactly like
Salisbury and Holloway.
Now the other two are both on 20A. So
right, they're going to look like 20A.
Those are going to be ODOT ones.
Right.
Yes.
Every single one of they look different.
No.
Go down 20A and look at every.
I thought they were all the same.
No. The one at Eber has weeds this high. Eber and 20A are this high. Eber and Wreckerly is beautiful. It's flat. It's got mulch and everything else. If you go down to Eber and 20A, it looked just as bad as the one in Waterville still.
Well, we don't have control of 20A.
Right.
So I just think we should have a plan in place for...
Can we reach out to the ODOT and say if they can, I guess, request to... The one at 20A in Wickerly to mirror that?
Yes.
That's pretty.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, River Rock.
It's River Rock and it's got the trees and some plants.
It's just flat, not
correct.
Not as beautiful as Holloway.
No, but it is pretty. I mean, there's nothing
it's
wrong
at least
that.
Not ugly.
The, you go down to the next one where somebody had the nature ever.
Now, Salisbury and Alden, I think, needs improve. But I won't bring that up until we get.
I mean, we've taken over the maintenance for that. If we wanted to replace the dump rock with river rock, that would be
and create a hill and put in pretty trees, not white pines. Like I just think that looks like a prison yard. It's a terrible.
Springfield has two prison yards.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
We know. I told them you didn't like them.
Probably,
believe me. That's why we didn't get dump rock over there.
We do.
We didn't have any control. I understand.
No, that's not what I was saying. We do get people that love it, think it looks great.
Clean.
Honestly,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
Let's.
What? Oh, the dump
rock? Just like a standard.
Yeah.
I would just like a standard. This is what we do in Montclair Township.
I mean, I have heard people, the Salisbury and Alba, well, you got that one, you got the one down there. Why can't you do that here? It's like, well, we can because that we've already taken over the maintenance agreement. It's probably going to be.
So you've heard what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be, I mean, $5,000 for us. We wouldn't have to. We could do that at any time. I'm presuming because we already have the maintenance agreement for that. 20 Erzberg and Alvin. Because they weren't. The county wasn't taking care of the weeds in the dump rock.
I don't think we would need to get permission to change it all. I'd have to look at the agreement.
Since we're finishing discussing this, I'm ask Harold, because I go by it 5 times a day, Monclova and Wreckerly, there's now private citizens mowing that. I don't know who. I went by the other day.
Didn't we get maintenance
on
that one too? Not yet?
Nope.
No. We talked about it.
I know, Carol.
And then decided to do one at a time.
Okay, right. Because we were like, Chuck and I were both like, this is a slippery slope. But we've learned over the course of this year, I would say, that...
the county's not going to do it.
That we... If we want Monclova roads to look a certain way, it's going to be up to us.
Right. And what I'm saying, it was awful ugly. And when I went home Thursday... In the morning, I came home Thursday, went past that eight, a little leprechaun came out and mowed it, and it wasn't the county, and it wasn't me. I can tell you that. I thought about going and blowing the grass. The grass was grass, because obviously they blow it, but I thought about going and blowing the grass off of the roundabout. But the county controls it, and that's had emailed Harold and said, who is in control of this roundabout? And he said, Lucas County Engineers.
Yep.
So let's just do a blanket one. Maybe we should go to the meeting and discuss this. We can put it on the agenda either today or next time. Let's just take control of our roundabouts.
Well, I mean, like I said, from my understanding, from my recollection, I should say, I think we have the maintenance agreement at Salisbury and Alvin done.
So, yes.
But are we allowed to take out material that was put there and redo it?
That's what I'm saying. I'd have to check.
Yeah.
I'd have to check and see it would object to that. I'm guessing they wouldn't, but
you never know.
I'd have to check. Well, exactly.
14 months later, we finally got water bill and spit.
More than that, I think.
Nope, March of 2024.
Right, so we should probably start Weckerly and Monclova. And is that the last county one, then?
For now.
And we're taking over right away these two here on Monclova Road.
There won't be any maintenance because it'll be all concrete.
Yes.
Might have to paint the orange bricks.
Maybe we ought to paint them like they do on the road courses.
One more thing on the roundabout, and then we probably should do away with the subject.
Yes,
There was an accident, and I realized, on the roundabout at Alvin and Weckerly. And what happens is, when you look out your side window, a lot of times your bar and your door, you know what I'm saying, if you're looking to see another car coming. So somebody wanted to know, and they said somewhere they thought that there was a, just, I don't know if it would help, it'd be just a speed line, more saying, like, slow down 15 miles an hour around there, because somebody got in a wreck last week. And they said the person was, like, actually flying, but there's nothing you can do if somebody's going to fly, because unless a policeman's sitting there, they're going to do what they want to do anyways.
I think he has them all.
They do have signs.
They have so many signs. I don't know.
Or whatever, but I was just out this weekend talking to tons of people, and somebody mentioned that to me.
So I guess my question, if Harold gets the thumbs up from the county on Alvin and Salisbury and Weckerly and Clover, we just want to tell Doug to move forward.
With what? Which one?
Alvin and Salisbury replacing the dump rock, and then Weckerly and Monclova.
I like the dump rock.
Yeah, we can put that on hold. I just would like... Right, we're always talking about nobody knows that they live in Monclova. It doesn't help that every single intersection is different, right? So, anyway. A brand is a brand. Mm-hmm. I would like to put a Monclova sign in each of them, but
the Monclova
I don't get to do that.
Down towards falling towards the mall. Leaning just a hair and barely go ahead and read it this way coming through.
Still waiting to hear from Miller on the, whenever they do that corner.
Yes, that's what it says.
Jennifer, and I just spoke with Jennifer today. She said they'll get something to us as soon as they can.
Let's kill the roundabouts.
Have we heard anything, speaking of ODOT, July, supposedly the interchange is going to open, have any type of ribbon cutting here on
you know, I thought about that weekend. I wondered the same thing. Because I know when they opened Door Street, they did. They had pictures in the paper and everything else, but I haven't heard anything. I'll call Ben.
Talk about openings again. Somebody else from this weekend wants to know. I'm thinking about Clova. Trying to figure out when it's that going to happen. They said they hear, then they don't. Then it's supposed to open, then it doesn't. Monclova Road, go painting. Talking about roads, anything.
Every week they say it'll be done by the end of the weekend.
Is there a deadline or timeline in their contract to finish it?
I would hope so, but I don't know what that is.
Maybe check into it. Is it behind the contract, right?
Well, I guess the question, are they going to resurface the entire portion, or are they going to wait till next year with the roundabouts? I mean, you would think that's you got a sanitary engineer project and an engineer's project on the roundabout. You wouldn't.
I don't know the full scope of the resurfacing. I I don't know. I'm not sure.
Getting complaints. I said, I made it to Free Daddy and got an ice cream fine.
We get them all the time.
Well, we still get people.
Free has to be having a terrible.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
No, maybe I'll go after
they were 20 deep set. They're not hurting.
Because we get all kinds of people that, you know, the sign says road closed, but cars still go. But there are a lot of people that don't because they do obey the sign.
Right. They said they've been turning down Coder, and then they make an illegal left turn on the 20A. I said, well, what difference does it make if you go through the road closed or you go up to 20A by the cemetery and you turn left and it says no left turn?
I was just happy we got our lawn fixed out here. They haven't hydro-seeded it yet, but at least
anyways, if you can try to see if it's going to happen or not happen. I told a lot of these people I would get back with them on some of these decisions.
I guess to what extent, again, I guess resurfacing, because it kind of doesn't make
sense.
Don't
go to the county page. It's just a county project. And then you deflect all... You have no responsibility. If you take the communication control over, then it's your fault.
I don't, but they would like to hear answers from the elected officials. I'm not going to say, call the county. I have nothing to do with it.
If they're going to resurface and then tear it up again next year.
Well, we did everything possible, Chuck, to tell them all that. Like, we're only giving a certain amount for the entire project. If they decide to waste, that's a bummer for all of us, but we don't have control over it. But
100%.
They bid to pave it.
They
didn't do it at the same time.
I don't know what the spec said that they had to do.
The spec was different than the
and that was
they bid to the spec.
That was part of the problem. The material that they used to fill the trenches after they put the pipe in the ground wasn't what the county engineer wanted. The spec that the engineer gave the Terry engineer, that part got missed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, they put concrete in the...
That's what's extended this?
I'm not... That's part of it, yes. That's part of it.
Wow. That's a huge miss.
And that was, you know, I spoke with Mike Panuski, and that was one of his concerns because he said it wasn't done to their specs. He said, we'll have problems with that road for the next 20 years because those things are going to settle. But the cost to dig that all out and do it right was huge. So I'm not sure where that all shook out.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we should get something, I'm just saying from the county then, saying it was, because we put in the majority of that money. I think we should get something from the county saying that they're responsible for anything that is going on in the next 15 years or whatever, that they are going to fix it immediately.
Well, it is their road, so it is their responsibility.
But I'm just saying you should get it in writing since we put $1 million, $1.2 million into that road.
We put it into the sewer.
Right. So he's saying because the material, the raw material was put on top of the sewer line, Panuski says there's going to be problems for the next 20 years with that road.
There could be. Maybe that was the way to put it.
To cover, you know what?
He's concerned about it.
If they did the specs wrong and the county did it wrong and we put the majority of the money in, we should have something legally in place saying that this road is sinking in 2 years, that the county's going to come back and fix the problem. Covering you know what, since I just heard that the material was wrong.
It's the county road that I mean they will have to fix it whether there's any.
I just like to have something in writing so that if it can come back and if Panuski's gone or somebody else is gone and somebody else is gone, just like Jason, the new guy trying to catch up on the roundabout and everything else.
I hear what you're saying, but the county will fix it, but they're going to fix it on their schedule.
Yes.
I mean, we can't tell them, hey, we want to fix
it. It's just like the conversation we had last time. The Toledo is supposed to grade and put seed in the lawn and fix the sidewalk for the water, but it might take them a year and a half. If the road sinks, a letter in writing isn't going to be any different than what it is right now. That's their road. It has nothing to do with us. We wanted the sewer. We've got the sewer, so our money was spent wisely. The road might be bumpy, and they might not repair it for however long it takes them. And we can complain, say, why is this? And they're going to say, we know why it is.
And it's not a schedule to rework that section of road for
three more years. And I just don't, I don't dislike your idea, Trudy. It's just not. Mike Panucci's just going to say, no, it's our road.
We don't have any leverage.
Yeah.
Well, 1.2 million. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
What did that sewer cost? I don't think we paid the majority of it.
Yeah.
We
committed a maximum, township committed a maximum of $1 million. The
JED
committed
$250,000.
But it was based on, that was based on
like a $2 million
estimate.
Yeah.
And the actual contract was significant less than the estimate. So we will not pay that much money.
Yeah, the original estimate was like 2.2 or 2.4, and it came at 1.8, something like it.
Well, I'm having a feeling that their estimate came in lower because they didn't read the bill, right? So I bet if you pull those out, I bet their estimate's significantly lower because they were bidding the wrong material, or maybe everybody else was bidding on the correct material. I'm just saying, I would probably be dead and gone, so.
I hope not. I hope the road lasts. Hope Mike's worried for nothing.
Hope so.
I just don't.
Harold, I ran into Craig Harris last week, and he was asking if we had any leverage with Toledo Edison. He goes, we paid for streetlights at Stony Creek, Platt, whatever. And he goes, there's nothing there but poles, and they've been there for. And I said, we have same troubles with outages. I don't know.
Flat 4 is being addressed more quickly. We have it in front of the right engineer, and it's been the remittance has now been moved to the correct account. So we're told that there should be a crew assigned to go out there and do it. It hadn't been done because no one had ever been assigned to do the job. Yeah. So,
but I've gotten
and apparently they lost the money. They deposited it in the wrong place.
Resident complaints from Blystone. Yeah. From
those are outages.
Yeah, fallen timbers. Son of Humizity's brother.
Is there anybody else who is like Stony Creek Plat 4? Is there somebody we've sent money to?
I believe that's the only one, I believe.
It sounds like it will be a continuous issue that we need to always follow up. It just doesn't happen automatically. My understanding is that First Energy has a problem with employees.
And they're raising their rates. We all got an email from Victor. Rates are going up.
So I wish we had some leverage.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to
anybody besides, I'm sorry, chucking you, but for just streetlight outages, does Toledo Esma specifically have to be the only one that addresses outages? Can we talk to Toledo Esma, maybe subcontract it? Because obviously they're short on help like everybody else.
We talked about this when we talked about getting a different set of lights.
Yes, we did.
And we would have to maintain all, we would be Toledo Edison.
Okay.
And decide that.
Before me.
Or right when you got here.
It was right at the beginning.
We'd have to buy a bucket truck and send people out to go up
there. To take care of these different lights that we wanted.
Yes.
A more
friendly light, environmentally friendly. Well, I remember they wanted to change all the LEDs. If not, they were going to just change whatever parts they got. But it doesn't seem like they're even addressing the outages, let alone putting in a orange light or LED light or whatever. So I remember that conversation.
Well, and everything's LED now.
That was the thing. As these old high pressure sodium fixtures went bad, they were just going to automatically replace them LED, and that's the path that we took.
Right.
And so it wasn't supposed to be a big deal because the LED fixtures are available, and
but nothing's even getting
they're not doing it.
So does talking to someone in the repair department outside of Victor help us?
I have
no idea. I don't know who the repair department is.
Yeah,
right.
I don't either.
But a Google search would get us some.
Well, maybe if, I know we just got an email last week from Victor, why don't the three of us individually say, hey, WTF, what's going on? Any urgency would be appreciated.
He did come to our meeting and ask for a list. He wanted to know who was putting in the requests, and he would follow up with it.
Don't you remember the maintenance drove around for two or three recording our single that was out?
Right.
And we sent a list of over 100 that were out.
We know.
And they supposedly all of those got fixed. Now
there's probably 10 or 12 since, I'm guessing. And,
right.
And we don't know who does the report. It goes to Toledo Edison. It doesn't come. Does it come through our app now? Can we send him those names?
We have a link on our website that people can click on, and then it takes them to
Toledo Edison.
Well, it's First Energy.
Yeah, I'm saying Toledo Edison,
but
yes.
And
First Energy, Toledo Edison Division. But we don't know who those people are. We can't sit here are the 10 that aren't bonded to.
No, that would be in their system.
Right.
And every time I've put in one of those requests, I always get an email that says this will be addressed within the next 3 days. Unless there's something serious. And if it goes longer than that, you usually get an email saying, we're still working on this. Don't give up on us, kind of thing.
Could we have Kathy reach out via social media and say, hey, if we're working with Toledo Edison, if you report it, we don't have a list, but...
That's a great idea.
Let us know if there's a light out in front of your house, let us know your address, and we'll follow up again.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I don't have a problem emailing those directly, individually to Victor either.
Yeah. That way, he's asking for the list. We don't have a list, but
right.
At least that'll give us a...
And let's make sure the 100 were completed.
I think they were, weren't they?
They were, yes. They were.
So we have on the agenda, are you moving to the agenda?
Yeah.
We have a fire position on the agenda, and it's always interesting how I learn this whole process, right? I said, hey, I really need to see a job description. And I probably should have been more clear, right? We didn't have a soul... Make sure I get this right. We didn't have a prevention officer. We had a prevention officer who was captain and went on fire runs and did a bunch of other stuff. So my question really should have been, you only had somebody doing this job in a part-time capacity. What's this person going to do differently than the old fire? Because this is just the old fire prevention job description reformatted. So what's changing that requires 20 hours or maybe some weeks 10 hours and some weeks a whole 30 hours? How is it? And I don't know that I asked the question correctly. So I got this answer, and I'm not sure I have what I need to make a decision yet.
If I may.
Yeah.
Chief would be able to answer far better than I, but Scott was full-time fire prevention. His inspections, the going out and doing the smoke detectors and all of that stuff, and he was now, yes, if we had a fire call and we were you know, we had a crew already out, and we got another call, and he needed to go on the run, and he was available. He did go, but otherwise, he was full time.
Absent. Hmm? I think he also filled absentee spot if somebody called in sick or something.
He filled in.
Yeah,
so he picked up some overtime.
He picked up quite a bit of overtime.
Is, I think Barbara had asked, like, can we do this a different way? And there are fire departments that utilize inspections in different ways. Like, they bring whole crews out, so they actually go in the building. So if actually a fire actually been in the building and during the inspection, talk about the corners and say if there's here. So it's not just one person. It's a whole bunch of different things, and I don't think that's how we utilize it. So there's different ways, and I think that's all she's saying is she said, there's probably a different way that we can use this position, and I think it just got proposed the same way it's always been, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think that was the point.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, and one of the other things we talked about was utilizing some of our part-time people, having several people that could do it, and I do agree with the chief. So one person goes out and does the initial inspection, and there's got to be some follow-up. A different person goes out for the follow-up, and you lose the consistency of what's going on.
Yeah, and some of that, and I don't know.
But the consistency is a law. It's a law. I have to have an exit sign right here. It's not random. So either you know the law or you don't. It'd be like saying only Eric can issue a zoning certificate because we want it to remain consistent. To be able to issue the zoning certificate too, because you understand the zoning code. Sorry, Chuck.
Just no, I guess in some of this, I guess the when I see in the job description public education, you know, is that, you know, they go to the Andersons or whatever, or churches, any of our businesses, and say, hey, you know what, that garbage can over here in the corner, it's not a violation, but it's kind of close to the stove, probably not the best idea to have there. Is there things like that they can work with building supervisors, maintenance supervisors, you know, superintendent? Do they go over to Brandywine and say, hey, gee, you got, you know, all your gas cans stacked up here right next to whatever, you know, your battery charger? I don't...
It's going to blow!
You know? I mean, things that aren't necessarily a violation, but just like probably not the best. I mean, that's when I get, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to write that into a job description or, you mm-hmm. know, where you've got turnover, like, you know, Brandywine's got temporary workers for the summer. You know, they're you know, they probably put the chargers on the mowers and they probably are next to get gas. I don't know that, but just for, because it's easier. But for somebody to remind them and say, hey, it's not a violation, but, you know, we prefer not to come out and...
Mm-hmm. Right, I think when Gavin said I was asking for something different, I think I set out in the public meeting, they're the face of Monclova. Can they do some economic development, too? They're meeting Service Spring. We don't have anybody doing the economic development part. To even just hand them a brochure that says, this is Monclova Township. Yeah. Like, and that wasn't incorporated at all in this. So, again, and... We're just doing what we always do. We didn't explore anything new here. Maybe this is the best solution. I just thought to myself when I was reading it.
And I agree. Can they be doing more? You know, from the service thing. Hey, you know, I'm just your friendly neighborhood fire inspector, but you know, hey, I'm also as an ombudsman for the township. Say, hey, how can we help you? You know, what do your employees need? You know, parking, snow plowing, whatever. You know, are you calling the county, calling the ODOT, and not getting responses? That's key. The wheels to make it easier for you. Can you know? And maybe we add some of those things when they go out and do an inspection. Just say, hey, do you have any issues with Lucas County? Do you have any issues with ODOT? Do you have issues
with JEDS.
Toledo Edison?
Where's your contact? Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. So I don't know what we're doing about that tonight, but that's where I sat on it when I read it.
You know, are those things, can we add those to the fire inspection checklist, you know, to be that ombudsman type person?
sense to me.
Yeah, almost a dual report to you and to Chief.
Well, our Chief and then dotted line to Harold, you know, on some, you know, this Section A, the report goes to the fire, and Section B goes to Harold, which comes, you know, if there's glaring things that, you know.
Right, ODOT
took out their mailbox and whatever.
Know our homeowners association presidents, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I sort of saw it, and I love this idea you just brought up, that it's a team. This is our team, which would give opportunity to some of the people already here. They're going to be part of the safety team and go out on. And I get we're small and we have to leave in the middle of a call because there's now this huge emergency on the turnpike. I understand. Mm-hmm. That would be a random, infrequent.
Yeah, I mean, going back a few years when we had the fire there at Brandywine, that building had no firewalls up in the attic. Okay, how many other buildings? Now that was code 30 years ago when every building was built, but how many buildings, you know, 3/4 of these guys were alive 30 years ago. Buildings like that were built. So I'm sure there's other buildings
picture
like
the
that.
The Mommy Mirror highlighted that. They're like so young. Yeah. Getting old.
But I mean, I think to Gavin's point that, you know, if they're going into a fire or something like that, that behooves them to know that.
Yeah.
So we don't have a firefighter.
There was an example of the one down on Sunshine Children's that we had really nobody in charge because we didn't have a chief there. That when Springfield came in, then they were familiar with that building. And whatever was going on was at the opposite end of the building. But when Springfield came in, they took over the scene because they had a battalion chief that came in that was superior over our guys.
Did our guys know the building, though?
I think they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what happened was when you got another one coming in, they had never been in that building. So it's a great idea. If you can, I mean, they could take an engine down there, and they could take a rescue squad, and they could do a 20-minute tour of the building. And if something happens, then they have to have the bees with them. So they do, and I mean, because they're going to freeze the attic before. But when they go, the ambulance goes, and everybody's, or the fire truck goes, and everybody's dressed. So they don't come back here. So if they happen to go over there, they make sure if a call comes, they all go. So they could do the same thing if they want to inspect a building. Or there could be maybe 2 or 3 on a day off, you know, the full-time people to consider it full-time. Go in and look at Service Spring, or go in and look at different buildings and be familiar with them. I think what Gavin was trying to say too, that you're familiar with the commercial building and kind of know the what's going on.
All right, I gotta address it when we get out there.
Okay. So we're gonna table the viewer discussion for now.
Yep.
And
are you gone next meeting?
I'm just going to say that I'm the 16th. I am not here.
So it doesn't need to come back until July. Because I have on my calendar must-eat-at meeting.
The
16th.
I'll tell him that day.
Yeah, I'm also out October 6th.
It's you.
Yeah.
Wait, if you're not here, I can't have a meeting.
I'm here.
Okay.
You're in charge.
Okay.
I'm also on October 6th.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Branding, street lighting.
Oh, Faithful's here.
The,
me.
Oh.
Well, you are going to have executive session.
I'm changing to my desk.
Personnel issue. Discuss.
Okay. Have you need me for that?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you want to address the under old business, your committee?
I don't have an update.
You got a meeting scheduled?
We have a meeting scheduled on Wednesday.
So you got an update.
Sure.
Why don't we just say during the fire department's report, okay, then we don't have to amend the agenda. Right.
So, Gavin, just a, so I know use budget needs to be approved and maintained here by on the June 16th. So, do we need to? We're going to address tonight.
Yeah, we're to the budget hearing.
Right, but then public hearing.
No, tonight's the public hearing.
Okay, so this will be in place with no problem.
If you approve it.
I just have a few questions.
That's fine. That's what it's for.
I know, that's why I just wanted, so discussion's going to be out there for the public hearing. God, it's just, he's gone, you're gone, so it's like, are we going to sign checks? Are we going to sign checks and pay the bills?
Just like every time when I'm not.
I know.
Do you have anything? Our tap, yeah. Cash to tap, is that finalized? I see Yarder, we're cutting them a check tonight, or YMG?
Nope, that'll be next meeting. But the county is approving the revised contract tonight.
So when that
where it's on their agenda anyway.
Yeah.
Commissioner today.
Yes.
Okay. So assuming that John Burrell sells it.
Yeah. I didn't understand that text you forwarded to me. That I thought was like an old one.
It showed up this morning on my phone, and I thought, was it old? So, and then it's